It is the weekend. It's nice to be back. I missed last week. I think the week before was over Zoom. So we are back in the studio and I'm joined by Mia Edwards, by Neil Atkinson and by Beth Lindop. And I've got six quick fire questions, Beth. You're looking right at me. Six quick fire questions.
Are you asking me them all in one go?
No. It was just you were the only one paying attention. So we'll sort of go with that. Six quick fire questions that we're going to ask. So I'll start with you as you're looking right at me. Yeah. Number one, is this the weekend Arsenal won the title? Quickfire.
Yes. Yes.
You think it is? Well, me and Mia were talking before, and like I was saying, there's always one weekend, isn't there?
Yeah, when Arsenal got beat by West Ham last season.
Well, I used the example of when they dropped points against Villa, having been ahead, and then we beat Brentford on the same day.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but with the West Ham, Jared Bowen is a good one as well. I was in Morrison's car park when that went in.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I stroll down Market Street.
I bounced down Market Street after that one, I tell you. No, it was on my way out. But do you think it could be the one?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's still a long way to go. But I think, again, the fact that the City blew a 2-0 lead, that Arsenal looked so comfortable at Leeds on Saturday, I think they'll be feeling really positive. They'll feel like it was the perfect response to the defeat to Manchester United. And I think the fact that they play before City next weekend and City are at Anfield and, you know, listen, Liverpool are an unknown quantity in some ways this season, but they have tended to do quite well in the bigger games. Anfield will be bang up for it. They'll have had 8 days off. And City's record at Anfield is pretty terrible. So I would be surprised if City win that game. And I think Arsenal will probably be expecting them to maybe drop points. And I think, I think if they do, then that's when you would really say
Arsenal have got a nice home game next week as well.
Sunderland at home, which again, you know, Sunderland obviously took points off them away from home, but I think part of that was the stadium light factor. So, yeah, I think this was a really decisive weekend, and it was one where Arsenal needed to get the job done. Could have been a banana skin. They made it look quite easy, and then, to be honest, I just don't think City are good enough. And, you know, one of my biggest frustrations with Liverpool this season, and I've really thought it this weekend, is like, I think sort of 1 to 11, you look at the teams, and I think Liverpool have a better team than Manchester United, than a better team than Chelsea. And even at times, Manchester City and City seem to have done well at times. They've had periods of the season where they've looked really good, like they did obviously when they played Liverpool in November. But I think for the most part, you know, they've been pretty poor.